بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى: باب من بر والديه زاد الله في عمره. وبه قال: حدثنا أسبغ بن الفرج قال: أخبرني ابن وهب عن يحيى بن أيوب عن زبان بن فائد عن سهل بن معاذ عن أبيه رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من بر والديه طوبى له، زاد الله عز وجل في عمره. امام بخاری رحمه الله تعالی نریز دس حدیث فرام اسبغ ابن الفرج هو ان ترن narrates this hadith from Ibn Wahb. Ibn Wahb rahimahullah ta'ala was a muhaddith and a faqih, a great alim. And a very pious personality. It is reported regarding his departure from this world that a book written by him, Kitabu Ahwalil Qiyamah, was read out to him. Ahwal al-Qiyamah, the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. So he himself had compiled a book, and this book comprised of ahadith, narrations, information regarding the day of Qiyamah, the book of the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. So this book was read out to him, and whilst listening to the contents of this book, he became unconscious. And he did not speak until he passed away. That is the extent of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear of the day of reckoning, fear of reckoning, that Ibn Wahb rahimahullah ta'ala possessed. He narrates this hadith from Yahya ibn Ayyub, who in turn narrates this hadith from Zabban ibn Fa'id rahimahullah ta'ala. Zabban ibn Fa'id was also a very pious personality. Suleiman al-Aftas rahimahullah ta'ala says that he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that if he wanted to increase his ibadat by an atom, he would not be able to do so because he had already occupied all his time in ibadat. Despite that, Suleiman rahimahullah ta'ala says that he had so much fear of the hereafter that he would frequently ask me, Ya Suleiman, atarju li? O Suleiman,
do you see any hope for me in the hereafter? Despite so much ibadat, so much worship, so much devotion, he would ask Suleiman al-Aftas rahimahullahu ta'ala, Atarjuli, do you have any hope for me? Do you think that I will be able to succeed in the hereafter? And if Suleiman says, if I said to him, Arju lakal khair, or something of that nature, that yes, I do have hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you success in the hereafter, then happiness could be seen in his face. Zabban ibn Sa'id narrates this hadith from Sahal ibn Mu'adh, who in turn narrates this hadith from his father, Mu'adh al-Juhani, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man barra walidayhi tuba lahu. One who is kind to his parents, one who is dutiful to his parents, for him is tuba. Man barra walidayhi, one who is kind to his parents, one who is dutiful to his parents, for him is tuba. So the person who is dutiful to his parents, who is kind to his parents, who treats his parents with birr. The ulama say that the word birr encompasses every type of goodness. So one who tries his utmost to give goodness to his parents, he is kind, he is respectful, he is affectionate, he is dutiful, he remains in service to them, he obeys them, he does not bring any pain to them, except in the matters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him is tuba. This is one reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second reward, زَادَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي عُمُورِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase in his age. So the person who is dutiful to his parents, the person who is kind to his parents, the person who is obedient to his parents, the person who is affectionate to his parents, the person who remains in service to his parents, the person who does not harm or hurt his parents, who does not bring the slightest pain to his parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him two things. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him tuba. And the second is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase in his age. Now, the question that will arise here is that everybody's age is decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even before we are born, our age is decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person who comes into this world, his age is already decreed, that he is going to live in this world for 60 years, 70 years, 80 years. He comes into this world, he is dutiful to his parents, kind to his parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes that decree and makes his life 70, 80, 90. So did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not know when he decreed his age of say 70 that this person is going to live till 80 because he is going to be dutiful to his parents and I'm going to increase his age? In order to understand the answer to this question, we need to understand that taqdeer, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of two types. One is taqdeer mubram, the other is taqdeer mu'allaq. Taqdeer mubram, the firm taqdeer, the finalized taqdeer, the ultimate taqdeer. There will be no change in taqdeer mubram. And taqdeer mu'allaq? Taqdeer mu'allaq is that decree, that decision of Allah, that is associated to something else. For example, this person will be given 60 years of age. This is taqdeer mubram, a firm decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unchangeable decree. Nothing will change this. 60 will not become 61 and 60 will not become 59. This 60 will remain 60. His piety will not make 60 into 61. And his disobedience will not decrease his age from 60 to 59. This 60 is mubram. In every circumstance, 60 will remain 60. This is mubram. And with that, there is another taqdeer, which is called mu'allaq. And in taqdeer mu'allaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the ni'mat to the servant conditionally. For example, if he is regular with his salat, I will increase his age by 2 years. So 60 is fixed. If he is regular with salat, it will be 62. And if he is not regular with salat, it will be 60. If he spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his age will become 65. The 60 is taqdeer mubram. Nothing can change it. The other 5 years, that I can give him 5 years more if he is obedient to his parents. And if he is not obedient to his parents, it will remain 60. These 5 extra years depend on how he behaves with his parents. These 2 years depend on how he behaves with his salat. This 1 year depends on how he behaves with spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These 6 months depend on how he behaves with his relatives. So taqdeer mubram will remain as it is, and a person's lifespan will increase according to taqdeer mu'allaq, according to those things upon which the increase depends, what his behavior is. So here also, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase in his age if the person is dutiful to his parents, this is taqdeer mu'allaq, not taqdeer mubram. So 60 can become 65. For example, for me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have decreed that his age will be 60. If he is dutiful to his parents, I will increase it by 5 years. So if I am dutiful, my age will become 65. For Abdul Samad, his normal lifespan will be 50. If he is dutiful to his parents, I will grant him 30 more years. So his life will become 80. This is the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase in his age. Now, another question still remains. That did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not know? When he was making these two decrees, that this decree is mubram and this decree is mu'allaq. So as far as the person is concerned, it is mu'allaq because he doesn't know. As far as the angels are concerned, it is mu'allaq because they don't know. So when the angels look at the decree, they know that if this person is dutiful to his parents, his age is going to be 75, and if not, his age is going to be 70. But Allah knows. Allah knows that either he is going to be dutiful, so his age is going to be 75, or he is not going to be dutiful, so his age is going to be 70. So as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, there is no decrease, there is no increase. He knows that he is going to live till 70, and end of the story, or he is going to live till 75, end of the story. The answer is that this hadith is according to the makhluk, not according to the khaliq. So as far as Allah is concerned, every takdir is takdir-e-mubram. As far as Allah is concerned, every takdir is takdir-e-mubram. For example, for me, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me a life of 60 years of through takdir-e-mubram and another 10 years through takdir-e-muallak, Allah knows whether I'm going to benefit from this or I'm not going to benefit from this. If I'm going to benefit from this takdir-e-muallak, I'm going to be 70. And if I am not going to benefit from this takdir-e-muallak, I'm going to remain 60. So as far as Allah's knowledge is concerned, every takdir is mubram. But according to the angels who look after the takdir of the humans and who distribute the takdir of the humans, according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to them it is takdir-e-muallak. And it is not takdir-e-mubram. This is one meaning of the hadith. The other meaning is that no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not increase in his age. Because his age is written. Either he is going to be 60, 70, 80. The person who is dutiful to his parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in his age. Will put barakah in his time. So he will be able to accomplish in 1 month what others are unable to accomplish in a whole year. He will be able to accomplish in 5 years what others will not be able to accomplish in 2 decades. He will be able to accomplish in 20 years what others will not be able to accomplish in a whole year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah. We find 2 students studying together. They wake up at the same time. They go into the library at the same time. They leave the library at the same time. They are both revising. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants one barakah, the other he does not grant barakah. So when they both leave the library, one has written 20 pages, the other has written nothing. One has memorized 10 pages, the other has memorized nothing. Barakah. Barakah. When we study the lives of our pious predecessors, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, who passed away at the near age of 40, approximately 40, look at his accomplishments. At the age of 40, only at the age of 40, look at his accomplishments, his academic achievements, the research, the commentaries that he has written, the academic work that he has left behind for the Ummah. We have reached his age and gone above. And in the 50, 60, 70, 80 years that majority of us get, we are unable to study just one book that he has written complete from beginning to end. Hakim al-Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah ta'ala, the number of books he has written, Allahu Akbar, dozens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakah. It is for this reason we find amongst our pious predecessors the likes of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala and Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, who would recite the whole Quran in 24 hours. In fact, just in one night. And during the month of Ramadan, with so many other commitments and so many other ibadat, they were able to complete 2 Qurans daily. One during the day, one during the night. We find amongst our pious predecessors, who for continually 30 years, 40 years, completed the whole Quran in one night, daily. We find some who are completing the whole Quran twice in 24 hours. We find some who are completing the whole Quran 4 times in 24 hours. We find some who are completing the whole Quran 8 times in 24 hours. Now the faculty of intellect cannot comprehend this, because it is to do with barakah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakah in someone's life, it becomes very easy. Now we find in our day-to-day life that a person, two people, they have the same timetable, same commitment. One is very easily able to complete recitation of 3 juz, and the other can hardly recite quarter juz, half a juz. Why? Barakah. And barakah comes in time through obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away barakah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam here is saying that one who is dutiful to his parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase in his age. That means his age will remain as decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 60, 70, 80. But he will be able to accomplish so much work that a person of 100, 120 years will not be able to accomplish. Allah will put barakah in his time. Barakah in his age means barakah in time. That is one ni'mat Allah will give. So those of us who wish to accomplish many things in life, those of us who are ambitious, and we should be ambitious, especially in regard to deen, in regard to khidmat of deen, service of deen, we should be dutiful to our parents. And we should behave with birr. And birr encompasses all the goodnesses. So we should behave nice with our parents. And the second virtue for those people who are dutiful to their parents is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them tuba. Now tuba. Tuba. What is tuba? Tuba is sa'adah, khair, goodness. So goodness is for that person, fortune is that for that person, bliss is for that person who is dutiful to his parents. So according to one opinion, tuba means khair, goodness. Tuba means bliss. Tuba means fortune. So fortune, goodness, bliss of this world and the hereafter for that person who is dutiful to his parents. Another interpretation. Tuba is the name of a special tree in Jannah. So tuba, the special tree of Jannah, tuba is for that person who is dutiful to his parents. And if a person is granted the special tree, tuba in Jannah, then Allah will not only grant him a tree. That means the tree will need to have a garden, and a garden is useless without a home. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him a mansion with a very nice garden which will have the tree tuba in it. So Allah will grant him Jannah. And the third opinion is that tuba is the name of a Jannah. The highest Jannah is Jannatul Firdaus. Then there is another Jannah, Darus Salam. So there are various names of Jannah. So one part of Jannah, or from the many Jannah, one Jannah is Tuba. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the one who is dutiful to his parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the Jannah Tuba. It is narrated by some ulama that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a wahy to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Musa, O Musa, man barra walidayhi, one who is dutiful to his parents, falaysa lahu indi jaza'un illa al-jannah. Then I have no reward for him in my court except Jannah. So the one who is dutiful to his parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely grant him Jannah. And further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that one who is not dutiful to his parents, فَلَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِنْدِي إِلَّا النَّارِ. Then there is no recompense for him. There is no retribution for him in my court except the fire of Jahannam. So let us be kind to our parents, dutiful to our parents. Those of us whose parents are still alive or either of them are alive, we can still acquire the virtues mentioned in this hadith. If we are dutiful to them, if we are kind to them, whether they pray for us or not, this is a promise from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Tuba Jannah will be for them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extend barakah in their lives. And if our parents have passed away and we were dutiful to them in their lives, during their lives, or we were not, we can still serve them by doing good, because whatever good we do, it benefits our parents in the hereafter. So by doing good, by sending sawab to them, after carrying out good deeds, after spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are two benefits of being dutiful to parents from the many benefits that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have mentioned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to be kind to parents, to value this great ni'mat of parents that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الاخره اللهم اعط الفرصه والقيام بخير اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا الى ربك ولا تنزع منا اللهم اغفر لنا ما تحب خيرا من بسم الله برحمتك يا رب.